lawmakers took two steps they hope will make driving around the state smoother. In April, they struck a bipartisan deal to increase road funding by $70 million. Representative Danaya Escar announced the deal to 40 of her fellow Democrats.
That brings this year's total to $300 million to transportation.
A few weeks later, Democrats approved a measure that would ask voters to end the state revenue limit set by the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, or Tabor Amendment. If approved, the state could get anywhere from $65 million to $1 billion annually that would otherwise get refunded to taxpayers. House Speaker Casey Becker says some of it would go to roads and bridges.
We don't think that this is going to be a solution to long-term needs in transportation and higher ed or K-12, but we think it's a really good first step.
The measure had some bipartisan support, including Republican Senator Kevin Priola.
Depending on how you slice it, we're looking at a $7 billion structural deficit with projects, and it's not pleasant to drive around here anymore.
But during his first State of the State address, Governor Jared Polis promised something bigger.
We need to come together around a bipartisan funding mechanism to meet our current and future transportation needs that the voters of this state will accept and will continue to help our economy grow and Colorado to prosper.
In April, I asked him if he'd found that funding solution.
We've convened a fiscal working group. We've had several meetings, four or five multi-stakeholder meetings. Kerry Kennedy, our chief fiscal strategist, helps convene those. I've attended either all of them or almost all of them as well, with a broad group of folks from across the state who representing schools, representing roads and bridges, business community, and others. And that group will continue to meet on building as large a coalition as possible to meet our infrastructure funding needs.
In other words, not yet. I also reached out to Shoshana Liu, the new director of the Colorado Department of Transportation, or CDOT, to talk about the bigger picture. Have you been involved with these conversations about a potential, you know, long-term funding solution?
There is absolutely a kind of broad conversation about fiscal issues going on, you know, that I'm a part of, that many of the key transportation stakeholders across the state are a part of. But, you know, I also think that part of the challenge is to get the conversation about transportation away from sort of just big numbers with a lot of zeros, you know, and I say this as a former CFO, that, you know, we have a tendency to sort of approach the challenges of transportation from the perspective of kind of large sums of money that are so big that they're almost hard to comprehend for the average person, right? And, you know, when you have to ultimately go to voters, you know, for solutions, it has to be translated into something that means things to their lives, right?
But outside of the Capitol, those who have spent years asking lawmakers for more money for transportation are giving this session mixed reviews.
Some of the new dollars that were identified this session are a little bit of a drop in the bucket.
Margaret Bowes leads the I-70 Coalition, a group focused on improving travel through the mountains. One of the projects she's advocating for is a renovation and expansion of Floyd Hill. The price tag is $500 million.
The Joint Budget Committee found $100 million from the general fund, and that's great, but that gets us less than one-fifth of the way to a project like Floyd Hill.
On the other hand, Sandra Hagan Solon is pleased with the progress made by lawmakers. Solon is head of Fix Colorado Roads.
In northern Colorado, we anticipate some dollars flowing into North I-25 to assure a full funding of certain segments of that corridor between Fort Collins and Loveland.
Well, the extra $70 million won't fund the bigger needs. She says it brings the state's total investment to about $750 million this year. But in the final week of the session, lawmakers postponed a ballot question that sought to borrow $2.3 billion for transportation. Democratic Senator Rachel Zenzinger feared it would compete with the Tabor question, also seeking money for roads.
When you have two measures on the ballot, both in favor of transportation, you doom them to failure.
I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.